Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming, or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. Visit speakuptalkradio.com. And right now, I'm with one of our important guests to talk about the power of testimonials and online reviews to build your business at the speed of trust. And to help us with that is Doran Aldana. Doran is the CEO and president of MortgageMarketingCoach.com and the founder of the Testimonial Engine, the number one software for helping service-based businesses collect and share client reviews on autopilot. As a result of his clients' extraordinary success, he has won the prestigious Best Industry Service Provider Award 3 years in a row. Since 2005, he has been dedicated to helping business owners attract more clients with less effort, regardless of market conditions. His life mission is to inspire and equip people to create an extraordinary life full of passion, purpose, and prosperity. And we can all benefit from that. So let's hear from him. Welcome to the show, Doran.
Pat, thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
And I am too. I mentioned at the top that you are going to help us business owners build our business at the speed of trust. And as I thought about the word trust, I realized that it takes a long time to build trust. People's BS detector is on high alert these days. So before we get into your software solution that collects and shares testimonials, share with us, if you would, the 7 ways a business can build trust.
All right. So that's a great, great question, Pat. And as we all know, intuitively, trust is really the prerequisite to every sale. I mean, it's the necessity that is needed before we pull out our wallet and buy. We have to trust the person. Ideally, as it said in the sales world, we need to know, like, and trust the person before we do a transaction, before we purchase. So trust is so mission critical for any salesperson, any entrepreneur, any business owner. We need to find a way to systematically, predictably, reliably garner and grow trust with our prospects. We do that, we're going to automatically boost conversion rates and turn more prospects into sales, and also be able to transition people from prospects to clients and clients to evangelists. So it's all about trust. That is really the currency that we operate in, even more so now with social media and review sites. So with that in mind, here are 7 ways to build trust so that you can grow your business at the speed of trust and skyrocket your sales. I'm going to go through these quickly. So this is going to be an abridged version, give you a little sampling, a little taster. The first one, trust builder number one, is authority. So titles that denote authority would be author. So if you write a book, or if you want to build authority, you would strategically write a book because it gives you that authority. Doctor, lawyer, specialist, all those words denote authority. And so ideally you want to strategically build your authority by intentionally using words in your marketing and words in your communication with your clients that position you in the light of authority. But that's obviously not enough. We also want to gain authority by having a certain degree of third-party endorsement. And so that leads to the next trust builder, trust builder number two, which is celebrity. Celebrity. There's a sense of authority, of awe, of appeal that comes with celebrity. We're a culture that gravitates towards celebrity. Let's face it, being a celebrity builds massive trust in many cases, unless you are notoriously untrusted as a celebrity. And we could all think of examples of that. But for example, you could position yourself as an expert by sharing your knowledge on TV or radio, or in this case, a podcast. You could rent a celebrity spokesperson. Case in point, Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, Susie Orman, they all use the power of TV to launch their multi-million dollar brands, and it all built their celebrity status. They may not have been the most knowledgeable in their profession, but they own the lion's share of their respective markets because of their celebrity positioning. So celebrity has enormous power. Is that making sense so far?
It makes
sense. Are you with me so far, Pat?
It makes sense to me.
Okay, awesome. So here's the third one. Trust builder number three is affinity. Affinity. So this is when the prospect perceives you as just like them. You know, there's that likability factor. They connect with you as a human being. They connect with you in terms of not just the things that are virtuous in you, but also some of your challenges. You know, it's like the kryptonite for Superman is what makes Superman such an awesome character. If we didn't have that kryptonite, that fault, that weakness, people would not be able to relate. So there's that humanity component. But there's also commonality in terms of common interests, common passions, where you come from. So, for example, if you're a golfer, you can gain affinity by marketing to other golfers. You know, if you are passionate about hunting, you could market to other hunters. If you are passionate about kids, then you would market with that affinity in mind and have a specific niche carved out based on common passions, common interests. So that's really what that affinity is. Affinity builds rapport, likability, and therefore builds trust. You can also target specific audiences where you speak the same language. If you speak Russian, you might market to Russians and so forth. So you want to be able to use that affinity strategically if at all possible. That really helps to build trust when people see you and they feel that trust factor based on common interests, common language. You speak the same language, so to speak, and that really is a huge trust building factor. Now here's another one. Trust builder number four is familiarity. Familiarity. So this is when your prospects say, I see you everywhere. You know, it's that ubiquitous presence where they see you online, they see you at the trade shows, they see you on the billboards, whatever the case may be. There's that familiarity where they've been seeing you over and over and over and over again. Why do we trust our neighbors more than just the average punk off the street? Because we're familiar with them. We see them. We may not talk to them very often, but we see them time and time again. They're all mowing their lawn and so forth. So there's that familiarity factor that breeds and builds trust. So familiarity is when your prospects say, I see you everywhere. The more often people see you, the more they will trust you. Frequency and repetition builds trust. And chances are you don't have millions of dollars to spend on quote unquote brand advertising where you're spraying and praying, trying to get your brand out there through mass media, like a lot of these big dumb companies do, just spending millions of dollars on a real plain Jane vanilla brand campaign. However, you can get the same effect by choosing a specific narrow niche market, a target market, and starting to really, you know, with your own database to begin with, focus your marketing efforts like a laser beam in that market so that they see you everywhere. That's going to build trust. So that is the fourth. Now, let's move on to another strategy called trust builder number five, leadership position. Leadership position. No one really wants to be last. Everyone wants to work with the best. People want to work with leaders. They want to work with experts. They want to work with the preeminent in the marketplace, not the scrubs, not the duds, but the studs, right? So, for example, if you were in the mortgage industry, you would want to find a way to position yourself as number one, even if it's just a narrow niche, like working with first-time home buyers, for example, in your market, the number one mortgage provider catering to first-time home buyers in a specific county or a specific location. So the more narrow you get, actually, the more you can position yourself with that preeminent positioning. You can also combine this with the strategy of affinity. So the number one mortgage provider for Vancouver golfers, for example, you see how the narrower you get, the more you can position yourself, not only with a sense of affinity and likability, but also preeminence and positioning yourself as the number one. Even if you're number one in a narrow category, very, very narrow, and it seems like it's not that big of a deal, tout it. Go out there and tout it. If you don't, who will? So people want to work with the leader, not the loser. So being the only or the first or number one elicits that trust and can boost your sales. So I got a couple more. We've covered five. I'm going to give you seven. So here's the sixth one. Trust builder number six is demonstration. Demonstration. So for example, when you go to Costco, if you're like me, you go to Costco, what do? They give you samples, right? Sample cheeses, sample crackers, sample cookies, sample chocolate. My kids love going to Costco, especially on sample day, because they're all over the samples, like one on rice. And invariably, we tend to get sucked into the slippery slope of buying one of these samples. Why? Because if it's good, it makes it pretty dang hard to resist, right? So you can demonstrate your value and expertise and your wow factor by giving away a free sample of what you got, whether that be a free consultation, a free report, a free CD, a free DVD, a free online video, you name it. Give people something free, a free demo of some kind. This is what's called in marketing terms, results in advance marketing. You see, it's one thing to talk about why you should be trusted. It's a whole other thing when you prove that you're trustworthy by demonstrating your undeniable value with a free test drive in advance of any commitment of time or money on your prospect's part. You with me so far on that, Pat?
I'm with you.
Yeah, so free demos can be a game changer for you. If you can find a way to orchestrate your marketing funnel to give people free demos in advance of them ponying up their dough, I'm telling you, it can revolutionize your conversion ratios. And last but certainly not least, trust builder number seven is endorsement. Endorsement. So this is when you get a rave review from a trusted source like the media, center of influence, friend or family member, a magazine, a newspaper, a TV channel, etc., etc. The more trusted and influential the source, the better. It's called borrowed credibility. Case in point. I have a little saying called the Oprah effect, and it's all based on something we've seen time and time again. If we're used to watching Oprah, what happens when Oprah recommends a book in her book club?
Absolutely.
Book sales skyrocket overnight. Why?
Well, obviously,
that credibility,
the
factor.
Credibility, right? Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. She says, it's a great book. Everyone believes it, and they pounce on it and buy the book. So how can you use the Oprah effect in your business to gain instant trust, gain that instant borrowed credibility, and grease the chute and remove the razor wire to get more and more prospects hot for what you got? Yeah. That is really the big question. And the more you ponder that and the more you translate that thinking into strategic action in your business where you're injecting more trust using one or more of those seven trust builders, you're going to see a big difference in not only how many clients or prospects you attract, but how many of those prospects you convert into clients and ultimately evangelists who sing your praises from the rooftops and share you with their friends, family, and colleagues.
Oh, that is so awesome. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about word of mouth, because once you have, as you say, an evangelist, then they do the work for you and they tell somebody else. But it seems like we don't have as much word of mouth these days. And because there's so much technology, we've kind of lost that local chatter. And there's so much marketing media to choose from that people experience marketing fog, and that we're bombarded with 3,000 ad messages a day. But with your testimonial approach, with your approach, you're taking us full circle back to word of mouth, but in a slightly different way. So explain how your service works.
Sure. Well, we have this little software thingy. That's the technical term for it.
I love thingies.
The testimonial engine. And what it's designed to do is to eradicate and eliminate a perennial challenge for most businesses, which is they do a great job at what they do, but they don't have a system for getting that goodwill that's already there in the mind of their clients documented and shared with the world. So they might be, you know, awesome at what they do. In fact, chances are people listening who have a business of their own, chances are they're awesome. They're great at what they do. But just being awesome ain't enough to start getting your clients singing your praises, right? So the testimonial engine creates a simple system for you to do all of that for you. And so how it works is, initially, you're going to have a backlog of goodwill all pent up. You might have a database of 50 to 100 to 1,000, perhaps even thousands of past clients, and you've never gone to them and asked them for a review. So in that case, you have a wealth of trust-building nectar ready to be plummeted or plumbed from that database, tapped from the database. So what we would do is we would upload your list to the system, and it automatically sends an email asking for a review. Very simple. Just asking them for a review. It only takes a few minutes, but it would mean the world to you, is essentially the essence of the email. They click the link, and what happens? They go to a web page very simply designed to do one thing and one thing only: capture their review. So they submit the number of stars that depicts their level of satisfaction with your service, and they might write a text-based testimonial based on their experience, and there'll be a little consent blurb, essentially having a disclaimer saying, by submitting this review, they give you permission to publish this review in your marketing. When they press submit, now what you want to do is transfer them to a thank you page, because we ain't done. We've just begun. At this stage, we've captured the review. We haven't required them to have an account of any kind. We don't need them to have a Gmail account or a Facebook account or a Yelp account. We just want to capture that review so we can use it in all of our online and offline marketing. So that's the first step. A lot of business owners make the mistake of asking for a review directly to Google or directly to Facebook or directly to Yelp. The problem with that is they needed an account in order to submit a review. Does that make sense, Pat?
Yes, it does.
So you're going to suppress your response dramatically if you go for the jugular and ask for a review directly.
Right.
Instead, you get the review first. Now when they're in the quote-unquote mood to sing your praises and they submit that review without needing an account, on the thank you page, that's where you ask them to simply copy and paste the review they already submitted onto one of the review sites that you have listed on the page. And in our case, with the testimonial engine, you would pre-select them in your dashboard, up to three of them. And by presenting three of them with their logos depicted on the page and having the data merge feature so that the testimonial they just submitted is showing up right there on the page so they can just simply copy it onto their clipboard and paste it on the review site they care about and want to use, it makes it way easier to get these reviews on review sites such as Facebook, Yelp, Google+, etc. And that's how you start to dominate on the local search results when people start searching for your type of business in your local market, is when you have more reviews than all of your competitors, more positive reviews, and you become the only logical choice. Not only do the search engines love you and will usually put you in the top three listings once you have a substantial number of rave reviews on those review sites, but you become the only logical choice, because think about it. If you're listed next to two other competitors and they have five reviews or two reviews and you have 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, I mean, who's going to go and choose the one with five when they can go with you who has 50 five-star rave reviews? It's a no-brainer, is it not?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so then the testimonial engine not only helps you get more reviews, not only helps you get more reviews on review sites you care about, but it also allows you to share those positive reviews on social media channels that you already own, such as your Facebook page, your business page for Google, your Twitter channel. And so all your fans and followers are seeing these awesome, glowing rave reviews come through in their newsfeed, which again builds that trust, builds your reputation, builds your clout, and makes people want to do business with you, because how could so many people be wrong? So those are just a few of the ways that this handy dandy little software called the testimonial engine makes it easy breezy lemon squeezy to start getting these reviews and start to share them on the review sites and the online assets that a lot of business owners are wanting to attract clients from, namely local search and even on your website. Mm-hmm. The system actually makes it easy to get your best reviews, your most recent reviews, instantly just show up on your website with a little embed code. You just send it to your webmaster, bada bing, bada boom, it's on your website, and your most recent reviews automatically feed right on your website. Nothing more to do. How easy can you handle it?
Wow, this is huge. Testimonial marketing isn't always easy, and I think so many of us business owners, we've sent these bulk review requests to our database of past clients, and you say that chances are at least 60% of them didn't respond. And in fact, we found that the average response rate is around 20%. So that means 80% of your clients will not submit a review until now because it's easy for them to do that.
Yeah, and there are tricks to be able to get the non-responders to respond, to resurrect the, you know, the non-responders in your database who just, for whatever reason, are hard eggs to crack. Mm-hmm. They may love what you do, but for whatever reason, life gets in the way. They got to send their kids to soccer class. They got an avalanche of emails that day. You get the idea. I mean, they've got so many distractions, so many other things going on. The last thing they want to be doing is responding to yet another email. So we got some stealth strategies for following up with these people, whether it be via email or SMS text, to be able to get them to submit a response. The main thing is don't give up on the first overture, the first request, because there's a lot of review nectar that you can tap if you keep following up with additional follow-up requests without being sleazy or, you know, high pressure or just frankly uncool. So that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And fortune's in the follow-up.
It is in the follow-up, and it's so hard to do as, say, a sole proprietor to try to do this all by yourself.
Yeah, and it all runs on autopilot. And the cool thing is you can get, if you have a part-time assistant or a VA, your VA can manage all this behind the scenes as you close more transactions, as you acquire more clients. Your VA just would literally take 5 seconds to add new clients to the system, and then the system does all the heavy lifting from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually really important to have somebody to deal with this, you know, minutiae, so that you can do what you do best, which is meeting with clients and cashing checks and not having to deal with all the administrative minutiae tied to operations. So having a part-time assistant is really kind of mission critical beyond just using the testimonial engine, but also freeing you up so you do what you do best and you get the best to do all the rest.
Very true. Very
true. You with me on that?
Oh, yeah. You make a lot of sense to me. What about negative reviews? Is there a way to cull those out or do those post?
That's a really good question.
Yeah,
well, our system, I mean, whatever system you're using, obviously there's nuances to each one of those, but our system is very simple in how it works with negative reviews. If you have a review that comes in with 3 stars or below, it's considered, at least with our default settings, you can toggle this to, you know, make the threshold whatever number of stars you want. But generally, 3 stars and below is a bad review or a negative review, and 4 stars and above is a positive review. So if you get a negative review, instead of sending them to the thank you page, asking them to copy and paste it on these review sites, which would just be sharing the negativity with the world, we don't want that,
right?
Obviously.
Right.
It would send them to a negative review thank you page, which empathizes with them, let them know that, yeah, you're thankful that they've brought this to your attention and they're going to do all in your power to rectify the situation, and then ask some additional clarifying questions, you know, what went wrong, what needs to happen to get this fixed, and then your customer service team can go on, you know, SWAT team rapid fire action to rectify the situation ASAP. And usually if you act quickly, and you enact the power of empathy and you're committed to resolving it and rectifying it as soon as possible, you can usually turn around these disgruntled clients into becoming at the very most, or I should say at the very least, they would be people who are satiated and now feeling like it's resolved, as opposed to going out there and sharing all kinds of nasty stuff about your company on social media. So yeah, the system helps to rectify that as well. And you get notified the moment a negative review comes in. You're notified by text and or email so you can do damage control right away.
That's awesome to set the system up so their autoresponder doesn't even take them over to the other social media or Yelp sites. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That was
all
genius.
All kept internally for your own use.
Did you come up with all of this?
I wish I could say yes, but no. Our developers have been a big part in making it happen. Wow. I'm just kind of the guy who likes to educate people and get people jacked and juiced about implementing it. But by no means am I the propeller head with all the brains behind this operation.
Well, you know,
probably discerned already.
You could have the greatest system in the world, but if you don't have someone like yourself to get out there and talk about it, it's not going to do much good anyway. So you are very, very valuable. I know that there's probably a whole lot more that we can delve into today, but is there anything that we're missing that you feel is important to share?
Yeah, I think one more thing that would be really huge that I know a lot of people listening could benefit from is strategically asking for referrals by segregating your database of people who are just lukewarm clients, who are just kind of, you know, so-so about you versus the ones who are red-hot, rabid, raving fans who love you mm-hmm. and sing your praises. I mean, who better to send you referrals than people who've already raised their hand and given you a 5-star rating and said you're awesome, right? Yeah. But how many business owners, number one, strategically, systematically ask for reviews and get them? Hardly any. But those who do, if indeed you already do ask for reviews and get them, are you using that information to strategically segregate your database so you can launch a designated referral acquisition campaign targeted to your raving fans? Chances are hardly anyone listening does that. At least that's what I've found to be true. So we have a killer letter called the Magic Wand Letter. Mm-hmm. And as Pat had introduced me, I've been working in the mortgage marketing consulting space for over the last decade. And so we kind of tested this in that space first, but it works in pretty much any service-based scenario you can imagine, even product-based too, but especially service-based businesses. And so how it works is you capture the 4 or 5-star review. We'll call that a positive review. And then you get your virtual assistant or your marketing assistant to compile a list of all these people who have submitted a positive review. You might do this once a month, for example, everyone who submitted a positive review that month. And then you send out a magic wand letter, that's what we call it, which literally gets mailed with a toy magic wand enclosed. So it's lumpy. So when people get in the mail, they can't help it. Their curiosity gets the best of them. They have to open it, right? I mean, how could they not? So they open it up. There's a little toy magic wand, and the headline says, I wish, poof, I could have more clients like you. Mm-hmm. I know it sounds cheesy, but it works like gangbusters. I had one of my clients send this out to 50 clients. He got 50 G's. Pardon me. He sent it out to 50 clients. He made 18 G's in commissions.
Whoa.
50 letters.
Wow.
Not too shabby,
no,
right?
No.
And so the premise of the letter is you wish that they could have, the premise of the letter is that they're awesome and that you wish you could wave that magic wand and have other awesome clients just like them. And perhaps they could make your wish come true by sending you referrals. And if you follow up with a phone call after you mail that letter or get someone from your team, from your office to do that, I can absolutely guarantee you, you're going to get a whole lot more referrals than you are now. Number one, because you're targeting your raving fans. Number two, because you're being creative and sending them something cool and interesting and unique in the mail. And number three, because you're asking after you do all that. Can you see how that's going to work, Pat?
Oh, absolutely. I was in the insurance field for years and years. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking, whoa, this would have been very handy at that time.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it would have put a whole lot more butter on your bread.
You so got it.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing how just one little strategy, one little system, if you set it up and you get a virtual assistant or a marketing assistant to manage it and you just set it and forget it and let them manage the campaign, how many more dollars that could put in your wallet? Yeah. This is not about having a U-based business. It's about having a system-based business. A U-based business enslaves you to a J-O-B, mm-hmm. which stands for just over broke,
whoa.
You know, glorified job. A systems-based business sets you free. It allows you to create a business that sets you free, and that's what I'm all about.
Wow. Oh, you're awesome.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. The check is in the mail.
Thank you. Where can our listeners then find out more about you, what you offer? How can they build their business at the speed of trust?
Well, there are a few ways. You can go to our website at mytestimonialengine.com. That's one way to reach out to us. I also took the liberty to put together a special resource for those of you who dig what I've been talking about, would like to start systematically attracting more rave reviews on autopilot, would like to start building their business at the speed of trust, and also dig the idea of targeting their raving fans to attract red hot referrals using that magic wand letter. I put together a little kit called the Ultimate Testimonial Toolkit, and it's a downloadable toolkit that has all kinds of templates and samples and examples and exhibits and checklists and training. It's really killer. But in addition to that, it has a Dropbox link at the very back of it that if you will click on, it'll give you access to all the current turnkey templates for attracting five-star rave reviews and templates for following up to ask them to submit those reviews on the review sites you care about. And perhaps most importantly, that template, that magic wand letter in a Word document, 100% customizable for your business.
Yay.
All that's 100% free. My gift to you. Thank you, Pat, so much for having me. And so as a thank you, I put that together and you can grab it at mytestimonialengine.com/speakup. That's mytestimonialengine.com/speakup. So on behalf of Pat, I want to just say thank you for the opportunity to contribute to you today. And on behalf of the audience listening right now, Pat, thank you for all that you do to contribute to your audience and the people that are impacted by your audience being elevated. You know, a rising tide raises all the boats, and I believe you do that, so thank you.
Oh, you are awesome. You're like Costco's free samples with this mytestimonialengine.com/speakup,
hey,
right?
You got to lead by example, you know.
You certainly do.
Only way to lead by example.
Got it. Well, folks, if you'd like to earn more while working less, and who wouldn't, head over to Dorn's website, mytestimonialengine.com. You can get all of the information there, and then he so willingly gave us the Ultimate Testimonial Toolkit, mytestimonialengine.com/speakup. Dorin, what a day this has been for me, and I know for our audience. Thank you for spending time and sharing all of your wisdom with us.
Hey, it's been a delight. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
If you have something to say or share and would like to be interviewed, we will feature you, too, on the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. Just visit the website, speakuptalkradio.com, or leave a message on our studio line, 440-725-5462. Go ahead, speak up.